What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce, a.k.a. Mike the Movie Guy. It is Wednesday, October 10th. Time for another Audio Boo movie review. And right now I'm going to talk about Rodrigo Cortez's movie, Red Lights. Now, this movie was supposed to come out July 13th. It got pushed back. The studio is messing with it. I don't know what the deal is, but it's just one of those movies where I get really mad because it's such a good movie, but because of the release date, it doesn't get its fair share of being seen. That's just my opinion on certain movies that are out there. Like I said, it was supposed to come out July 13th. It kept on coming, going. And I think now, October 5th, you're kind of officially allowed to see it on video demand and iTunes, even though it was iTunes before that. That's what I'm talking about. It's very confusing when this movie was supposed to come out. It stars Sigourney Weaver. You can't go wrong with her. Robert De Niro, the beautiful, sexy Elizabeth Olsen, the Olsen sister. And then Cillian Murphy. You probably know him best from The Dark Knight and 28 Days Later. This movie is definitely a movie you need to see. Find it. Like I said, you can see it online. I don't know if it's playing in any theaters. I don't think it is. But let me tell you about it. Sigourney Weaver and Cillian Murphy play these two doctors, Matheson and Dr. Buckley. And their job in the movie is to pretty much debunk paranormal activities, psychic readers, any of those kind of stuff, ghosts, hauntings, stuff like that. Their job is to go in, find out, oh, they're fake, and then they pretty much bust them and add them out. So they're doing their job and everything else, and then something happens where Robert De Niro has been retired. He has been like the psychic of whatever you want to talk about, of the time. And he's come out of a 30-year retirement. There was some drama. He retired, and he's coming back. And so, of course, Cillian Murphy's character, Tom Buckley, wants to pretty much go after Robert De Niro and pretty much out him out because he believes he, you know, isn't real or could be, but he just wants to, like, test him. And so Sigourney Weaver is pretty much saying, no, we can't do that. And then there's I don't want to give away too much, but just know that he does everything in his power to try to go after Robert De Niro. And then the way that Elizabeth Olsen gets into it is because she happens to be Cillian Murphy's student in college. So she kind of helps him, and they go on this kind of adventure kind of thing to bust people. The movie's really cool because it kind of shows you what people do to fake people that they are psychic and stuff like that, and some of the tricks and the trades they do. But it's just a really good movie. If you watch the trailer, don't think it's some kind of horror kind of movie or scary movie. It's not. It's one of those twisted thriller movies. And the reason why I liked it so much is that this movie in a long time was probably the first movie that has actually like made me go, oh, at the end. Like you're trying to figure it out, and like right when it ends, that's when you're like, oh, so yeah, oh, that's good. That's really good. So that's why I'm so mad that this movie never really got its fair share, because it really is a twisted thriller, make you think, haha, gotcha kind of movie. And then the cast is just awesome also. So if you can find it online, video on demand, or iTunes or whatever, you can find it in theater, I highly recommend watching this movie. It's a really, really good movie. It's called Red Lights. The website is really confusing. So you can find it on Facebook, Red Lights Movie on Facebook, and you can see all the stuff there. So that's pretty much it. So how many popcorns do I give it? I give it 5 out of 5 popcorns. To me, I liked it that much because it was just one of those movies that made you think and then really gets you at the end and just puts it all together with a nice little red bow. So 5 out of 5 popcorns for Red Lights. Now playing somewhere. Now available Blu-ray, DVD, digital, Amazon, iTunes, wherever. Find it, watch it, check out my blog, iWatchMike.com, and follow me on Twitter @MikeTheMovieGuy. Peace.